got it, and that's what the cop.
They have stone fences around here? This park?
I don't believe there's one in Purdue County.
What if people?
Yeah, he's keeping us straight.
Used to carry water in? What if people used to carry water in?
Bucket. Bucket?
Uh-huh. What was that made of?
Probably aluminum.
Did you ever see something similar to that made out of cedar? What did you?
Look, I got to go. Wayne, can you come back?
Oh, you're talking about something that carried water?
A bucket.
What about something like that made out of cedar?
Pail.
What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
Pail's usually out of wood, bucket's out of metal, some type of metal. To me.
What about the thing that you used to carry your food out to the hogs in?
Slop bucket.
Okay. And the thing people would use to fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
Did you ever see something like that with little legs on it for cooking in the fireplace?
Yeah.
What was that called?
I know what you're talking about. I don't really know. I saw one time my granny had one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the fact that that's what she cooked on.
Do you ever hear something called a spider?
No.
What about years ago on Monday, women would get their dirty clothes together and they'd do the
washing.
And on Tuesday they'd do the
probably the washing again.
But once the clothes were dry, they'd take them in and do the.
Do what now? When they take them in and they're already dry, fold them and put them up again.
Well, they'd have the
iron them.
And nowadays, you could just send your clothes to
a laundry, probably.
Did people ever used to use that word laundry to mean washing and ironing?
No.
What about the big black thing they'd have out in the yard for heating water to boil the clothes in?
Oh, pot.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Wash pot. Probably a thousand different names, you know.
What about something that had a spout to it and you could use for heating water to make tea?
Oh, tea kettle.
Did people ever use that word kettle to refer to the wash pot?
Probably so. In fact, it depends. I guess some people around here did. Mm-hmm. You know, think about it, really. Probably did.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
jar.
Or a special place.
Vase.
Uh-huh. And if you were setting the table for people to eat with, you'd give everyone
a plate.
Or next to each plate.
A fork or a spoon.
And a
knife.
Okay. And nowadays, if you serve steak, it wasn't very tender. You might have to put out steak.
Probably tenderizer sometime.
Or do you cut the meat steak?
No, steak knife.
And if you had several of those, you'd say you had several.
Instead of steak knives.
Okay. And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say you had to go
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, then she what? Them in clear water?
Rinse them.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
Drying them.
Is that when you're washing them?
No, you had a wash rag when you were washing them, just like you was. Then you had your drying rag.
Okay. What about the thing you use for bathing your face with?
Washcloth.
And to dry yourself off with?
A towel.
And if you were going to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a
your reins. If you're in a buggy, you'd probably use a whip.
Mm-hmm. Do you have reins when you're riding on them or when you're in a buggy?
You got both.
You call it reins either way?
Yeah.
What about what your feet are in?
Hmm?
Your feet.